I have two or three messages that I've been wanting to preach, but I believe it's the one that the Lord has really been dealing with me about. Me and Pastor Crick have been talking the last couple of weeks. He said, well, I'm going to have you preach Wednesday. I said, okay. And I want to come from John chapter 14, and the title, Joe said he needs a title, so let not your heart be troubled. Amen. And I'm going to try to stick with my paper. So we can get out of here. but anyway, I want to let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be. We are instructed to pray and fast from the Word of God. And the Word in the Bible, we must believe it. We must read it. We must believe it. We must hear it. It said, how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? Amen. God's Word is true. And in Psalms 119, 105, it said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. I want to establish some truth for us tonight. There was a young lady a while ago when we was in prayer. She was telling me that she feel like she's been attacked by Satan, and we all have. And that was a powerful message Pastor Cricket gave. Because he said his mom gave him a scripture, illuminated his mind. Then it illuminated ours, because I never knew why the battle. I remember reading it. I was like him. You know, I hadn't seen that either. It was a powerful word. But we're all being attacked on every side. But we got good news. Because Jesus lives, we may live also. And he said, trouble is going to come. But that's okay. Amen. Because we got good news. I know we're being attacked on every side, but we have an antidote, and his name is Jesus. Just as when you go to the doctor for a condition or a sickness, no matter what, how minor or how great it is, he will give you some medicine, usually some antibiotics or something else. But however and whatever he gives you, he will give you a prescription. He will give you orders, or they'll give you a stack of papers. I get a lot of papers with all this mess I'm having to take. And you have to take it according to what the doctor give you, else it won't work. You can't just take it on Monday and then take it 2 weeks from now, and then you go back and say, oh, I'm not getting any better. He's going to say, have you been taking it the way that I prescribed for you? Amen. And so for us to make it, for us that are Christians, for us that really want to be genuine, as they said, them old fired up saints bought with a price. For us to make it, we're going to have to take the word as the word. Amen. We're going to have to walk in the word, walk with the word, believe the word, trust the word. And the word is God, because it said in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. We're going to have to believe in him. Amen. Saints. We're living in the last days. This ain't nothing new. Our soul is troubled, but we must stay anchored in Jesus. The scripture says we must be rooted and grounded in Jesus. We're living in the days of Noah. People are partying, marrying, and some of us are getting discouraged by what we see. You know, it looked like everybody enjoying their life sometime but us. And sometimes it looked like nobody else is going through. But that's okay. Amen. And I don't know where that's coming from, but I guess the Lord is just telling you it's all good. It's okay. It doesn't matter what it looked like, because we're on the winning side. Amen. Victory belongs to us. But it says in the days of Noah, they'll be partying, drinking, giving, and marrying. And they're living with no regard for the Almighty. But Jesus says it's okay. In Mark chapter 13, 1 through 37, he said, these days are going to come. But don't be moved. This is just a sign of the end. We're worried about ISIS. We're worried about President Trump. or we could be worried about a loved one, or somebody strung out on drugs or sickness. But that's okay. Amen? Because the word tell us, let not your heart be troubled. Where you at, Joe?
I'll read.
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I want to make about 7 points. The first point is believe. Believe means to accept something as true, feel sure of, convinced by, trust in, have confidence in, considered honest, truth, or more. Another definition about believe is to have a firm or wholehearted conviction. This is for us that are Christians. We can't be like other people that waver when we get into a bad situation, or our family get chaotic, or the world is in chaos. I can't worry about North Korea. You know, the Lord been dealing with me about we need to sweep around our own front door first. That was a song from the 70s. I don't have time to worry about Korea. All I can worry about is me, our family, our church, this immediate area. Everything else is going to take care of itself. When you begin to put your mind way out on other things, that's when discouragement come in. That's when fretness of your heart, anxiety attack, anxiety over things that you can't even control. That's why it said, take no thought. Don't worry about that stuff. It's not going to add anything to you, you know. Believe in, you know, this is what Jesus was telling us, is that if you believe in God, you must believe also in me. And that's our first point, is that we're going to have to really learn who Jesus is. He's our comforter. He's our guide. He's our teacher. He's our master. You know, he's our lamb. You know, our sacrificial lamb. He's done so many things for us. And we must know that he, and believe that he has our best interest at his heart. That's what I liked about that first song that the praise team was singing. He's always got us at his heart. That's why I said, he that knew no sin became sin. And he died for us. He became a ransom for us. I mean, not too many people will exchange their life for another, you know. Okay. We're going to go read on. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Okay. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody. What he's doing is establishing, I'm telling you, this is the truth. In their religion, to make these statements was a great statement, to say, I'm the way, the truth. You're actually saying, I'm God. And so he got their attention. And for us, we must know that Jesus is the way. You know, not Buddha, not Hindu, not in all this. Even the church folks is getting caught up in this. What do you call this stuff? This yoga and meditation, whatever. Our peace is in God. We may not get there. I think it's John 14:26. Peace I give, not as the world give, but as I give unto thee. Our peace, our meditation. David said, his word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against God. I'm trying to think of the meditation scripture, Sister Lane. Yeah, Psalms 1. Meditate upon his word day and night. That's what we're supposed to meditate on. That's what's going to get us through, because when we start meditating, and then in sheep terminology, when we start chewing the cud, when we start regurgitating all the good things that he's done for us, then we can sleep sweet. Amen. I don't know how I got there, but we went there. Jesus said, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No man coming unto the Father but by me. In other words, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life. That's John 10:11. John 15:1, he says, I am the true vine, and my father is a husband man. We have been in relationship, excuse me. We have been in relationship long enough for you to know who I am. This is what I feel like Jesus is saying. I've been with y'all this long and you yet know not who I am. This is what hurts marriages. You know, a lot of times we've been in marriage a long time and the husband accused the wife of something, or the wife accused the husband of something, or it's a misunderstanding between the words. It bothers you. And Jesus said, have I yet been with you this long and you yet know not who I am? If you had known me, you should have known my father also. And from henceforth, you know him and seen him. That's verse 7. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, that it may suffice us. Jesus said, have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He's calling him by name. See, sometimes you get moved and aggravated when people are supposed, you know, let me say this. I know I'm getting ahead of myself. You've been around people, or even some of your, let me say this. My own family members, we have family members won't come to our house because they say we uppity. We're not uppity. We work. We go to work every day. We socialize. We cook and eat. You don't come because of your own mindset. You know, they call me big country. I'm happy at being big country. But a lot of people won't socialize or talk with you because of their own mindset. And so Jesus is saying to them that your mindset, you've been with me 3 years. You've seen me heal. You've seen me pray. You see how I've talked. You're supposed to know who I am. And then he said, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me doeth the work. In other words, it's not just me. Everything that I say, everything that you've heard me do, everything that you've seen me do, it's through my Father. I mean, Pastor Cricket saying Sunday, you know, people were saying, you trying to grow a beard out like your daddy. But the Lord was telling me, we're supposed to mimic our earthly fathers as well as our spiritual father. There's been times in my life where I catch myself not only sounding like my dad, repeating things like my dad, doing things like my dad. And my wife said, it's scary because she see my son doing everything like I do. Well, that's what we're supposed to be doing with God. Everything that he said, we're not to try to dissect the word so much where we dilute the word. Whatever he said, let the yea be yea and the nay be nay. We're supposed to do whatever he said, whatever he thought about saying, whatever he's done. That's what we're supposed to mimic. Amen. In other words, what he's saying to me, another thing is that our relationships, that's what God is doing with us through the scripture too, that our relationships are supposed to be closer and better. Believe in me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sakes. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. You know, I've been praying a lot lately, praying for healing. I'm praying that hospitals will go out of business. That's been one of my prayers for about 8 or 10 years. I believe everybody else have a timeline. And if everybody else have a timeline, I believe some of the hospitals, we know all of them can't go out because some people don't have faith. Some people don't believe. But I believe that there should be a stirring, and it could be with us beginning here. Because he said greater works. I believe the greater works is not just believing God for a car. Sister Lane prophesizing me a house. Oh, baby, I believe the greater works has to do with more than just the physical things, because Jesus did great works. He healed, he fed the 5,000, but he also healed. He resurrected, you know, he delivered, he spoke a word. Amen. So I believe that, I'm trying to find my spot. Mark 16 and 17 says, and these shall be the signs of them that believe. you know, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up a serpent. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Paul said we ought to seek after some more gifts. You know, I'm not content with just being a good worker. I'm not content with being a prayer warrior. I want all that God has for me. If I work 40 hours, I want 40 hours pay. If I work 48 and a half, I want 48 and a half. I want all of what God said we can have. In other words, I want to see all of us working and walking in what God said we have and what we can do. Amen. But we can believe, we know all don't have the same gifts. But I believe that it's enough of us here that we should cause a problem. We should cause a stirring. Amen. And I believe that it won't be many days for this spiritual revival break out. I believe it's going to break out with people that are really humble and seeking God. So many people want it to be at this house and at a house, but they want it for vain glory. People need to be healed. And since I've been going through chemo, you would be amazed at how many people are younger and older are sick. And so that's why it's an unction in me. Lord, we need your healing power. We need your anointing, you know, to deliver, because there are some people sincerely seeking and wanting to be healed, wanting to be made whole. Man. John chapter 14, verse 13. Here's one of my favorite scriptures. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. He's going to say it again. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Amen. I'm going to skip over and read John 15 and 4. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. Amen. Verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. God has wanted us to come into this close relationship. I remember the first time I experienced this, and I hate to keep sounding like I'm personal, but this is the only way I can describe it. I was about 21. I was fasting every Wednesday. I wasn't eating or drinking anything. And I'd come into a place with God where all I had to do was think. My wife always been a prayer warrior. I had to learn to pray because all I had to do was think. And it was done. I mean, it could be shoes, it could be books, it could be this, it could be that. That's where God wants to come to. He wants us to abide in him. That's what he's saying in John chapter 14. I want us to have an intimate relationship where as I'm in the Father in me, I'm in you. And I don't know if you ever been in love so much with a woman or a man where you could feel what the other one was feeling. Or you could think, or you could sense. See, that's the relationship, and we call that telepathy power, whatever. No, God call that oneness. He wants us to come into oneness. When we come into oneness, you hurt, I hurt. You laugh, I laugh. You cry, I cry. We're close. We're one. And that's what he's wanting us to get. I want you in a place where whatever you ask, I'll do it. If it's healing, I'll do it. If it's bread and water, I'll do it. Whatever it is, you know what you need. You know, I don't know what each and every one of you need, but God knows. But he says, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, I'll do it. Do it in the name of Jesus. See, the disciples here, Jesus was getting ready to leave, and he knew they was discouraged. Just like, you know, some of us could be discouraged tonight, or brokenhearted, or perplexed, or whatever the case may be. But he's saying, if you'll put your mind on me, Isaiah 26 and 3, he will keep him at perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in him. See, when you trust in something, you know it's going to work out. Somehow, some way. Amen. It's going to work out. And what I love about him, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. See, sometimes a lot of us feel like we're lonely. We feel like we're by ourselves. Brother Dale was just sharing with me. He said, it's my family. We moved here. We ain't got nothing else. See, that's the way God wanted to be, that when I move, I still got another family. They're not comfortless. Not only do they have us physically, but they have God with them always. I won't leave you comfortless. I'm going to send the Spirit of truth, verse 17, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Everybody can't see this Jesus we have. They won't feel him because they're not intimate. Just like everybody shouldn't be able to see my why. That's my why. Brother Dale should know. He can assume, but he shouldn't know. And that's what God said. The world won't see this. The world won't feel him. Because remember when Jesus, after the resurrection, he was walking, they said, man, didn't our hearts burn? You know, there's times when I'm on my job and I just start laughing or just start smiling. What's wrong with you? I'm thinking about how God works things out. There was something we had been praying about, talking about. I said, Lord, this is what I want to pay a month. This is what I want to do. And my wife called me and I was just laughing. My son said, what is it? I said, that's the number God gave me. I said, that's the number I wanted to work with. God is concerned. Not only is he concerned, but he doesn't want us lonely. He said, Spirit of truth, the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. His long desire for us is he want to be on the inside of us. Jesus don't want to be a figure of speech. You know, a lot of times, I don't know about you, when a person want to talk to me about Jesus, and to me, when they don't really have him in here, it sounds like they're speaking from Tokyo. It sounds just like they just want to carry on a conversation. See, he doesn't want us to just have a conversation. He wanted to be the real thing, like Coke. I want it to be a part of you. I want it to be alive. I want it when it comes out, you know, that it changes lives. Amen. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. See, God has given us his word. Amen. He's given us his word that he's not going to let our heart be broke. He's not going to let us be without a relationship. We're not going to be comfortless. Amen. We can heal. But he says, yet a little while and the world seeth me no more. And you see me because I live, you shall live also. And that's good news. Because Jesus live, we may live also. No matter what it looks like, don't be discouraged. Let not your heart be troubled. For if you believe in God, believe also in me. Believe in my word. Believe that I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do for you. Amen. And this is what it said. The ultimate thing is how we love God. And I'm closing. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Ain't nothing more loving and more blessing than God manifesting himself to you. As I'm closing, one of the greatest manifestations, I think I was sharing it with Pastor Cricket, Brother Larry and him at the birthday party, was they wanted to use my words to fire man. And God had revealed it to me, so he told me not to say nothing. So they said, Shamunda, that's what they call me. I can't think of the young man name. I'm going to just say, what does Terry do when you go to town? I said, you're the foreman. That's your job. How can I know when I'm going to town? Anyway, they said, we're going to make things hard on you, maybe see about firing you. I had tears coming out my eyes when they told me that because it hurt me. But as I was driving my forklift to the south end of the field, the Lord stretched forth his hands and showed me a crown, and my sorrow turned to joy. Immediately, tears began to drive up. That's how God is concerned about us. Each and every one of us, our hurts, our disappointments, our failures, what we're facing right now, our trials, he's concerned. But he said, don't worry about it. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe. Work it out for you. I'm going to make a way. But what he says here, what I'm closing with, I'll manifest. That's what he's telling. I'm going to manifest myself to you. I may come through vision. I may come through a dream. I don't know how he's going to do it for you. Through a song, through a word. God will manifest himself to you because he loves you. Amen. May we bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for each and every one that is here. Father God, we just ask right now, God, that you bless each and every one as they travel back home to their various destinations during the storm. We ask that you protect our pastors while they're on vacation. And Lord, we just thank you for letting us know that you love us, that you're concerned about us, and that you're going to make a way out of no way. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.